And how would you define your dance style? Can you define it?
I don't think you can define it, really. I'm influenced by all kinds of art forms, and I think in a way I deal with sound and vision, really, and the work's very filmic, and then it has a strong choreographic language, and it all feeds together to create a vision that I have.
Right.
And so I don't think I break it down. There are many parts to the machine, and I think that's why I started a company, so I could really spend many years learning about all the different mediums that I use, so I'm not just dipping into them. And you know, that's why I spend much time working in theatre and playing music and a lot of writing. All sorts of things go into the mix. So in a way, there's no rules.
Right.
And it's a very rich way to work because you get pushed by each medium and what it informs you, and you have to make decisions all the time, and often which way to favour the way of getting a particular idea or image forward. It can be dance, or sometimes it's a visual image, or sometimes it's a sound. It's a company without any rules, so therefore it's very difficult to define, and we call it dance theatre for want of a better phrase, really. But the choreographic language, the choreographic world is always very present, and that's important. But yeah, if I had my way, I wouldn't sort of define it at all.
All right, fair enough. You don't have to.